On July 29th, Colonial Beach unveiled a new sign commemorating Colonial Beach as a Virginia Main Street community. WWER was there.
We're thrilled to be here today. We have a lot of exciting news that you probably have heard about, but we're actually going to be doing a wonderful unveiling of a formal official sign letting the world know that we are a Virginia Main Street town. I'd like to mention a few VIPs in the room, on the stage here. I'm really happy to have some old familiar faces and some new important people that are going to be part of our town's economic development. Well, first of all, we have Eric Hensley, who is who works for Ted Tate, the manager of WWER, the local radio station. So he's going to be here. As soon as we're done with this event, he's going to go back and he's going to put it on the radio. So if you want to hear a repeat of all of this, you'll be able to do it right after the ceremony. We also have one of our favorite people in the room who's helped us through all this journey, Kyle Meyer. He's been our mentor in Virginia Main Street. We have a town council person here. We have Lisa Grandstaff. We have an important person who was there at the beginning, not quite the beginning, but she was our first executive director. We have Kelly Evco here. She abandoned us about a year ago and went on to other things, but that's quite all right. She got us started and that was the important job that she had. We have the board of Downtown Colonial Beach here, or many of them. And we also have the Economic Development Committee here with us. The Economic Development Committee, which used to be a separate organization, has become affiliated with Downtown Colonial Beach and is doing all of the economic development work that we have to do as part of our work program. We have India Adams-Jacob, who was our town manager before our current town manager. And she led us through some of the initial stages of our Main Street program, so we're happy to have her here. And we have Jen Taylor, who is the county administrator for Westmoreland County. We have a wonderful new relationship with the county. It has not always been such a wonderful relationship, but with Jim at the helm, it's going to be a great relationship going into the future, and we really appreciate that. So, as I mentioned, we're here to celebrate Colonial Beach as a Main Street community. Downtown Colonial Beach was formed in 2015, so this is the 10-year anniversary of us being incorporated as a 501c3, so it's fitting that we're doing that, that we're actually becoming a full Main Street program on the 10th anniversary of us being incorporated. In 2020, one of the important things that Downtown Colonial Beach did was it applied for and was able to get a historic district identified in this downtown area. So that's helped a lot in terms of attracting investment. Dodson Development Company came in shortly after that and took advantage of the historical tax credits. And I'm sure all of you know what they have done to revitalize this town. So that was a very important part of their reason for coming here, was that they could take advantage of historical tax credits to renovate some of the buildings that they had here. So what we're going to do, the program here, we're going to be sitting here for a while. We're going to be listening to these folks here. And then we're going to go down. The sign itself is down there. You see the black sheet covering it over there. We're going to go from here to there. And then after the formal ceremony, we're going to go across the street to Magnolia Hall, where we're going to have a reception. And Dan Wildman, who's on the board of Downtown Colonial Beach and one of the owners of Magnolia Hall, is going to be treating us to a reception. And it's also being, Raven's Point is another restaurant that's down here, and they are going to be providing some of the food and drinks for us. So I want to thank them both in advance. All right, without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to our town manager, who she has just gotten back last night from 2 weeks of training, she's now gotten edumacated on all the things she needs to do. And I'm just going to turn it over to Natasha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I really hope that I'm able to contain my enthusiasm this morning, because this project has been one that has started even before my tenure as town manager. Thank you for your attendance, Lisa Grand staff, formal council member, Dr. Karen Self-Sullivan, our first economic development director, Ms. Kelly Evco, and of course, the GOAT herself, Miss India Jacob Adams. I mean, she is the GOAT. She hired me, right? But this project really started with Kelly and India and countless staff members, a newly developed economic development board, downtown Colonial Beach, just lots of partners to really brainstorm and think about revitalizing Colonial Beach's downtown corridor. So this very special moment, it's not just an unveiling of a sign, it's really that the town is recognizing how far our downtown corridor has come in such a short amount of time. In the 2 years that I've had the privilege of serving as town manager for Colonial Beach, I've seen visible changes here. Events have brought new life downtown. There's a renewed energy that really reflects what we know Colonial Beach has been capable of and what it can be in the future. It's a symbol of where we've been and where we're going. It's a backdrop for generations of stories, small businesses, and community connections that give our town its unique charm and heart. Our vice mayor, Kenny Allison, was going to regale you with stories from his youth of having grown here in Colonial Beach and telling you of how the town has grown from the small community of his youth to what it's blossomed and become today. So today's unveiling, it's a celebration of our continued investment in the heart of Colonial Beach, the heartbeat that resonates within each and every one of us. The people who live here, the people who vacation here, the people who just come just to get an escape from the hustle and bustle of Northern Virginia or DC and come to this quiet respite on the Potomac, our beautiful beaches and our wonderful community. This reflection is our commitment to revitalization, to honoring our history and to creating a welcome space where residents and visitors alike can shop, gather, and experience everything that makes Colonial Beach special. So this morning, I want to thank the business owners, the volunteers, the town staff, and residents who continue to believe in this corridor and pour their time, their energy, and heart into making our town better. Your efforts are really, truly paying off. Remember again, we're not just celebrating a place. We're celebrating the people who make this town meaningful. Let it serve as a reminder that small towns have big hearts. We continue to shape the future that we all can be proud of. Something like this doesn't just happen in silos. It takes many stakeholders coming together, brainstorming, so that we can create something that is really much bigger than ourselves. And so it is my absolute pleasure to welcome a woman whose partnership without, we wouldn't be able to make this possible. So please help me in welcoming Deputy Director Dunnigan.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I appreciate so much the invitation to be here celebrating with you the achievements of this community and this designation as a Virginia Main Street community. Kyle and I were traveling here today, and he said, "What do you know about Colonial Beach?" And I said, "You know, my first memory, you mentioned travelers from Northern Virginia, for example, or D.C. My mother lives in Salem, Virginia, which is Roanoke, and about 10 years ago, it was her birthday, and my sister and I said, "Mom, what do you want to do for your birthday?" And she said, "I want to go to Colonial Beach." So I want you to know that this is all part of just a growing recognition, I think, that's extending much further than you can even imagine in terms of the potential for this community. And I appreciate especially the intention that this team has been working on, because you get choices. Things happen to you, right? Or you make things happen. What I see here is a group of very committed people with a vision for this community, an appreciation for its past history, and willing to put in the effort and energy it requires to do this. This is not easy. If it were easy, everyone would do it. And I want you to really remember that this designation and the experience that all of you have been through together, right, to achieve this level of recognition, is something that only an elite few communities in Virginia are able to accomplish, okay? And not just on paper, not just did we send in the reports, did we go to all the meetings, right? Did we check all the boxes? But actually seeing kind of the manifestation of this shared vision. And I think that is something you should all really celebrate together, because it is not always easy. And as I mentioned, everyone would be doing it. The road sign behind us, we're going to take a peek at it. It is more than a marker on the highway. It's again a commitment, and I want everyone to remember every time they drive by it as a symbol of your shared commitment, collaboration, and community pride. And it is something I think you should all be a bit prideful about. I know sometimes we can be humble when we think about our own hometowns. I'm going to ask you guys to toot your own horns a little bit today and moving forward, because it's not just about what you've done, but it's a demonstration of what you're capable of doing again in the future. Being an advancing Main Street community puts you in the top tier of the Virginia Main Street network. And again, this top tier is an elite group of communities that have achieved this. And you are now part of a national movement. Our affiliation with Main Street America and Colonial Beach's designation puts you in a very small 1,500 across the country group of communities who have taken this step together. Obviously, this didn't happen overnight. I remember when the team said, "Sarah, we got this idea for this mobilizing curriculum. We're gonna really try to push folks forward, folks that are ready to achieve designation with a real curriculum and some genuine support." But really, without the leadership here, leadership, Kelly, so many elected officials, etc., volunteers, and business owners, none of this would have happened. So this really is a shared win. You completed this two-year program, which I think is really going to provide you with a strong foundation, the technical skills to take this wherever you want to go next. And I know my team is committed to staying here with you and helping you take the next step as you move through your journey. I appreciate that you've stayed true to your tourism-based strategy, but I also feel very much when I'm in this space that there's just generations and generations of memories of celebrations here on this beach. And I feel confident you're going to be creating more of those for future generations as well. We talk about volunteers. I'd like to know, Kyle put together some facts for me. In 2024 alone, you've attracted over $4 million in public and private investment into Colonial Beach. I always tell people, and I had this conversation yesterday, investors will invest in places that invest in themselves. And what you have demonstrated is your interest and willingness to lead to do that. You helped to start or grow more than 15 new businesses. That's not a small number in a community of this size, creating jobs for residents. And you leveraged over 1,100 hours of volunteer time. And we cost that accordingly. But really $38,000-$40,000 worth of value just for community volunteers who are leaning in to help here as well. You guys are showing that people want to live, work, and visit in places with real character, preserving that, having a shared experience, and all of our experiences are different, right, with Colonial Beach. And we certainly encourage all of you. This is not the end of the journey, all right? This is actually a milestone, if you will, in the beginning of the next portion of your, I'll call it transformation, continued evolution as a community. You are not just raising a sign today, you are truly raising the bar for Main Street communities across Virginia. I expect to see Colonial Beach leading with the same level of energy and enthusiasm, sharing with your counterparts and peers from throughout the state. We are very interested in building a community of practice around community revitalization efforts. And again, I'd just like to thank you for the invitation to be here to celebrate with you and congratulate you all on your shared success.
Thank you. Don't go too far. We have little gestures of prizes for you, for both of you. But I was very remiss earlier when I didn't thank the person who actually put all this together, our new executive director, Charlotte Hall. Charlotte Cole, sorry. She is the executive director of downtown Colonial Beach, and she's also the economic director for the town. So she's wears two hats, but fortunately, many of the duties of one flow into the other, so it works very well. And now, ladies, if I could just ask you to join me up here. We just have a small token for you. For you, Natasha.
Thank you.
And for you. Thank you very much. And thank you again for your support and your kind words. And we look forward to many years of economic and social and friendly cooperation.
Thank you.
Okay, let's adjourn to down the hill.
This is WWER at the unveiling of the Main Street sign.
All right, well, here we are. I want to thank the Public Works Department for putting all this together. And here we are.
Ta-da!